Hey everybody, welcome back to Tuesday Manna. And once again, I'm really stoked to get into God's Word with you and just to get some wisdom from it and some encouragement as well. So join me as we start. God, we want to thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and for your Word, for teaching us and guiding us and leading us with your Word. So God, I pray that you help us to listen, to receive from you, because we know you're speaking. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 25. And, you know, there's a lot of really good devotionals out there. Maybe you're one of the listeners that really don't do devotions, or maybe you've been looking for a devotion, or you just want something different. I love going to the book of Proverbs because there's 31 Proverbs. And so you pick the day that you're in, and like today's the 25th. So we're going to be reading Proverbs 25. And it never fails. Whenever I read the day's proverb, God speaks to me. And there's something in there that I need, or later on in the day, I remember. I'm like, oh man, I remember reading that, and now this is happening. And however that works is really good. So we're just going to jump into it. Proverbs 25, chapter 25, verse 1. These also are Proverbs of Solomon, which are the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, had copied. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to search them out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of a king is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble person. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal to another secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of the snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like the clouds in the wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift that he does not give. With patience a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue will break bone. If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill of it and vomit it up. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a war club or a sword or a sharp arrow. Trusting in treacherous men in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. Whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, and like vinegar on soda. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue and angry looks. It is better to live in the corner of a housetop than in the house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives away before the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. A man without self-control is like a city broken and left without walls. I love the book of Proverbs. So much wisdom in there. You know, one of them that really stands out to me today, says, if you're verse 21, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. You know, that's just pretty intense. If literally, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water. And I know that it's also talking about the physical part of it, you know, about loving your enemies. Also, those of you, those that have something against you that would be considered an enemy, not necessarily somebody that you have conflict with, but maybe somebody who doesn't like you or for whatever reason, if they're hungry, give them bread. Jesus is the bread of life. Share the gospel with those who have conflict. We share the gospel with those who don't like you. And even those who outright hate you, share the gospel with them, because obviously they're hungry, right? They need Jesus. And the other one is, if they're thirsty, give them water to drink. If your enemy is thirsty, give them water. Jesus is living water. Share the gospel with those. Again, those who just are considered your enemies for whatever reason. It says that God will reward you. You know, that's one of the ways that my faith has grown so much, is when I first shared the gospel with an enemy. You know, my life before I gave it to Christ, I was a really bad boy. Did a lot of bad things in my life, and I made a lot of enemies. And God gave me the opportunity to pray with one of my enemies and share the gospel with them. And that day really was a pivotal moment in my life that transformed me, to be able to share the gospel with somebody who hated me, somebody who didn't want anything to do with me. That was a big step for me, and it grew me in ways that you couldn't imagine. So I would recommend that to you. I'd encourage you, if there's anybody in your life that for whatever reason would be considered an enemy, I challenge you to share the gospel with them. If you see them, maybe not necessarily go out and seek them, but if God gives you the opportunity, share the gospel with them. All right. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you enjoy Proverbs chapter 25, and we'll see you next time.